Well, here's Mr. Chandler, owner of A1 Painting.
Hi, Chandler. Chandler, my name is Paul.
Hi, buddy.
I'm the area manager. Happy Tuesday. How's your day going?
Going all right, buddy. How about yourself?
Not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. Michael wanted me to get on the line. I'm the area manager here, so he wants me to get you the details of the service, how everything would work, everything that would be included. Of course, answer all of your questions. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Just pricing related questions.
So
I have another marketing company that I've been working with.
Okay.
We do like a retainer-based service. So I currently pay them $1,200 in a retainer monthly, and then it's like $1,500 to $2,000 in ad spend. So, I mean, I'm interested to see exactly what you guys are charging and kind of go
right
from there.
Yeah, I mean, we have a number of different services and products that we can offer for you. I mean, if you're looking for something super budget friendly, you know, local search engine optimization with a modest social media campaign is $299 a month. Of course, it's month to month. We can do Google pay-per-click ads, or possibly if you qualify for local service ads or Google verified ads. I'm not sure exactly what you're getting for the money that you're spending with this other company. Are you doing like AdWords, like pay-per-click ads?
Most of it's Meta ads. They also handle
okay.
my Google profile, and they also do some SEO on I'm not really sure about the SEO part. I know that they do SEO. I'm not sure exactly if it's website related or if they have something built out with Google. Honestly, Dan, I couldn't tell you.
So we would do what's called off-page optimization. I'm looking at your website right now. Are they the ones who built this website?
No, it was built before
okay.
they came along, and
gotcha.
they have control over it now, or at
I
least
see.
They have the option to have control over it.
Okay. So, you know, I like your website. There's, you know, nothing wrong with your website at all. It's a good looking website. It's Google compliant. It gives the customers or potential customers, the people who see it, the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. We would do what's called off-page optimization. Make sure that you've got the destinations, the directories, that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search, whether it's known to the public or unknown, we would create that content. And that would get you in that local map, that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page. So you're not doing like Google verified or local service pay per lead with Google with your current provider, right?
So I have local service set up on my end. They haven't
okay.
optimized it. No, they don't have any access to it. I'm not sure if there is any optimization that can take place on local service, but they haven't touched it. But it is active, and I get maybe one to two leads a month, depending on the month.
And you're paying per lead, right?
Yes, yes, yes. I have it's set up for like $450 a week, but I have never even come close to that,
right? Yeah, and you're just managing that on your own. They're not doing anything on that end.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So, I mean, we could manage those Google verified leads or local service ad leads for you. We could transfer the account over to you. We could manage those leads for you. You know, but it seems to me like most of what you're doing with them is Facebook or Meta ads. How's that working out for you?
Honestly, man, it hasn't been great. I want to blame it on the time of year.
Okay.
If you work with service-based businesses.
Sure, of course.
November through, you know, March, April is really just a tragic time of year for business. But
yeah.
Last year, I had a lot more business this time of year than I do this year currently.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but
yeah.
You know, I'm open to other options. There is a clause in the contract that I can break the contract.
Okay.
So I'm open to seeing what you guys offer and exactly what it is.
Right, right. Yeah, obviously the time of the year is not helping, but if you've got less business than you did this time of the year, there is something else going on there. If we were to, say, take over your Google Verify, and it seems like that's really what's going to make a big difference for you. I mean, obviously if you're spending quite a bit with Meta Ads right now. Like I said, the $299 package that I'm mentioning for you, that has $100 of Meta Ads and then $199 towards the search engine optimization. I mean, it sounds like we could do just the search engine optimization here for you, a $199 campaign to get you better placement in that local map, because I don't see you popping up for a lot of the keywords and search phrases related to painting, not even in your local area. And that's kind of where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. That's where a lot of people go. So being in that local map is a big deal for you. But also doing more with the Google Verified, we could do that for you. There would be a one-time transfer fee. It's still really budget-friendly. I'm not looking for you to really come deep out of pocket, or, I mean, I don't even know if you would need to break the contract right now. I mean, it'd be great for us to get some calls and jobs coming your way before you made that split, because it's pretty affordable. It's not like you have to cut them off to pay for our services. Like I said, you'd be looking at $199 on a recurring monthly. That's $199 on a recurring monthly for search engine optimization. There's a one-time transfer fee for us to start taking over your Google Verified or local service ads. That's $250. So it's really affordable to get things set up and started here for you. We prefer to keep it that way and then just earn your business. Just get your phone ringing. We can always talk about doing Google pay-per-click ads later on down the road. Or obviously, if you're seeing some traction with the Meta ads and then you stop using their service, we can always add that as well. But I think right now what's going to make a big difference for you, where they seem to be like kind of falling short or not even making the attempt, is with more search engine optimization and then, you know, Google Verified or local service ads. That's a fantastic product. My clients see great results when they're doing that. So with that, again, you know, there's the one-time transfer fee of $250, and then obviously you're going to be paying for leads as they come through. But you'd be getting a lot more leads. I mean, I know no one's really actively managing that for you. The leads that you're getting, though, with the local service ads, are they turning into jobs for you?
Yeah, when I get leads from it, like mm-hmm. I said, I haven't. It was probably last year. I mean, I say last year was very, like, it was probably November.
Okay.
The last time I had a local service ad that turned into a job.
Got it. Right. So the leads that you're getting are turning into jobs. So obviously more leads would mean more jobs for you. You know, like I said, I get that you're spending quite a lot of money with this other company. I want to keep it budget friendly for you, just to kind of earn your business and show what we can do here for you. We've been around since 2004. I've been with the company myself since 2013. We are a Google Premier partner, so we do get our training and our updates from Google. We work directly with Google's back-end team, and the whole partnership program is designed to help small and medium-sized businesses see the highest return on investment using Google products for advertising. So I know we're going to get you the results that you're looking for. And, of course, like I said, there's no long-term contracts on our end.
Sure. So it sounds like $450 to start today.
It's exactly $449, but yeah, you're right on the money with that.
Cool. All right. Okay. Let's move forward with it. I don't exactly have the time to do it right now. I'm on a job site, but
okay. Yeah, we don't do it right now. I need about 10 or 15 minutes of your time to get it set up. We schedule what's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our expert Google-trained technicians will speak with you in detail. It takes about 40 minutes, so a little later on today if you've got time, or tomorrow if not. But then we're going to talk to you about your company, your services, etc. Now, the business is A1 Painting. That's how you want the company branded online, right? The website?
It's an LLC now, so I'd like the LLC to be added.
Yeah,
kind of builds a little trust.
Absolutely, I agree. And now would be a perfect time to do that with all the content that we're creating for you. A1PaintingTN.com is the active website. And then your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location that the public needs to know about, right?
No, sir.
And I didn't think so. And Google doesn't expect there to be one. I mean, obviously, you know, service-based businesses don't typically maintain a storefront, run out of the home, run out of the truck. And your verified Google listing right now with the 8 five-star reviews does not have the address showing, which is perfect for you. Now, you know, Michael never did get your last name. I don't know if I saw it on your website. I know your first name is Chandler, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R. What is your last name, sir?
Mangrum, M-A-N-G-R-U-M.
N-A, did you say M like Mike?
M as in Mick. Yep, M as in Mike, A, N as in Nancy, G, R, U, M as in Mike.
Okay, gotcha. So M-A-N-G-R-U-M. And then when we contact you, now obviously you're going to get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. But when we contact you, Mr. Mangrum, we do use phone, we use text, we use email. Did you have any particular preference as to how we contact you? Any of those, all of
probably
those?
Probably text.
Text preferred. Yeah, text preferred is by far the most common response that I get from service-based businesses. Obviously, you can check a text real quick. You don't have to answer the phone. And then the email address is a1paintingtn@gmail.com.
That is correct.
So if you don't have any other questions for me, I mean, we will take a look at the client interview calendar. It takes a couple of minutes just to find what time works for you. How did you want to take care of that initial investment of exactly $449, MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, Chandler?
It'll be Dennis.
Okay. Is it your name first and last on the card, the business name, any middle initial?
It'll be A1 Painting.
A1 Painting, okay, on the card. And is that in... a MasterCard or a Visa?
It's a, let me check. It's a Visa.
Visa. That should start with a 4. They all do. Mr. Mangrum, I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Sure. Just a quick question. Can you send me an invoice prior to me giving you the card info just so I have, make sure that I'm, look, man, I've been through life a little bit, so.
I
just want an invoice from your company with your company letterhead so I can just make sure that I'm paying the right people.
The easiest thing for me to do right now would be to send you the pricing page. Again, we're Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I'm going to send you right now a link to our pricing page off of that website, which is localsplash.com/pricing. I can generate an invoice for you, but it takes a little bit longer. You should already have the text that I sent out to you. At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yeah.
Okay. If you scroll down to about the middle of it, right below that blue tinted photo that says our process and outlines a few of the things that we do early on, it says Google Ad Partner, and then you can click on the badge of authenticity. That's going to take you directly to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is, in fact, a Google partner. Like I said, that really does ensure your success.
Sure. Can you just shoot me an email with your – just – it don't even have to have any contents to it, just so I know that you have the email with your company on it. Look, man, I promise I'm not trying to be difficult.
No, I get you. Give me just one second here. All right. So I'm going to send you one, let's see, template that's most relevant here. All right, so this is just for Google Verified. There's no content on here for search engine optimization. I think I have one, but I don't want to waste too much of your time. I know you're not, you just kind of want to see something coming from me, so. This one is relevant, at least, to some of the things that we're doing here. Oh, yeah, let me get rid of the all right. That's specific to a different one. Your leads are going to be different, so I'm just going to send that out to you like that. That should be fine. All right, you should get that in your inbox. If you don't see it in your inbox, it's going to be filtered out and be in your spam or promotional folder. Coming from P. Gordon at localsplash.com.
There we go. Cool. All right, man. You ready for the card number?
Let me get back to that screen. Okay, starting with the 4 when you're ready.
Yep, 4232.
Yes, sir.
5200.
Okay.
0344.
Yes, sir.
1978.
And then the expiration month and year?
January of 2029.
2029, and the last three digits on the back of the card.
040.
So I have 040040 on the back, January 01 of 2029 for the expiration date. The card itself was at 4232-5200-0344-1978.
That is correct.
And what is the billing address of that card?
3617 Clay Tomlinson Road.
Okay.
That's in Erin, Tennessee.
And the zip code?
37061.
Okay. So now, because we are a Google Premier partner, and I know that you don't have a lot of time, and I can certainly respect that, we are required to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, kind of outlines your service agreement. It is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually though pretty straightforward, and it's only going to take a few minutes here. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, Chandler, for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
A1 Painting LLC.
That's exactly how I have that, with the L1, with the LLC included there or added. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Chandler Mangrum, business owner.
And Mr. Mangrum, as the business owner for A1 Painting LLC, Chandler, of course, you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did provide, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, and that is because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Chandler, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are aware that you're with somebody else. We're just talking about anything new that you add. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be making sure that no physical street address appears for your business, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, we're not saying you cannot hire or work with someone else. We're just saying if you decide to work with somebody new, we just want to know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Chandler, that's fair enough, right?
Sure.
Perfect. Now, with everything being transferred over, with us getting the information, I mean, there might be a need for you to send us copies of business license, proof of insurance, any other items that are necessary. We do request that you send those documents within the first 7 days, as failure to do that in that time frame might result in delays on your account. So do you agree to submit those documents within the first 7 days?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Now, with the reduced pricing for the search engine optimization, with everything included, the one-time transfer fee for Google Verified or Local Service Ad, your payment for the initial term and including any setup fee will be charged today. The exact amount is $449, and of course, that is going to cover the entire first month. And today's date, of course, is February 3rd. Now, like I mentioned, your recurring monthly, which will also be on the 3rd, is for the search engine optimization, which is $199. And then, of course, once the leads start coming in, you're going to be paying per lead with the Google Verified. Now, you've got your Google Verified set up. I think you said it was $400 a month.
I'm pretty sure that's what it's set up for, but honestly, I haven't looked at it in a while.
Okay. So on our end, Google wants you to have 13 leads, kind of like a piggy bank, like a prepaid gas card scenario. So that's the total of 574. Once everything is transferred over, we'll notify you. Obviously, just a quick background check. If you're already doing Google Verified, you've already gone through that background check. But once everything checks out, you'll have 3 days to say, hey, let's get it started right now. Or, yeah, 3 days from now is perfect. Or, hey, can we wait a week or two? Just so you know. And then, of course, it is month to month. You know, you can discontinue your agreement at any time, or you can pause it. You can pause aspects of it, like pause the search engine optimization. You can pause your Google Verified, or you can pause the entire thing. Let's say you need to go on vacation, or let's say you get more work than you can take on, or if you wanted to, you can actually pause everything seasonally. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee applies, and all that we request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date, and that's simply because we are closed on the weekend. Now, we'll look at your client interview calendar if you've got availability today. It takes about an hour, maybe at the most, like 40 minutes or so. You don't have to be in front of a computer. You can be working. You can be driving. It's really just off the top of your head questions regarding your business. So we usually do those on the first day, second day, third day. If we can get things going today, that'd be great. Within 5 to 7 business days, you'll have full access to your client dashboard, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard because it's a lot more than just the reporting, but you can see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. Now, we're not doing Facebook ads. We're not building a website here for you. 45 to 60 days for that search engine optimization component to be firing on all cylinders, getting you in that local map for all of your services. No matter how long you stay with the service, 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, continuing to provide reporting support, and of course, reviews. Now, do you understand and agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
I have a few questions.
Sure, of course.
First is in regards to the, you said something along the lines of the local service will no longer be prepaid, or it will be prepaid and it won't be like per client. Is that the case?
No, it is per client, but with that, like I said, you'll initially have like 13 leads in a piggy bank type scenario, so you'll have just so that when the leads come in, they're already paid for. There's already going to be the budget for that. You're not going to be like missing a lead opportunity because there wasn't the money to pay for it. So once you're thoroughly vetted, once the transfer takes place, then you have a 3-day notification. You would prepay for 13 leads, which would be $574, and then it does bill per contact, per verified qualified lead. Of course, as you know, the Google verified leads route through a Google phone number, so the Google AI can make sure that it's a qualified lead or you don't get charged for it. For it to be a qualified lead, right, it has to be someone in your service area and someone requesting a service that you want to provide. You have to actually be speaking with them and offering to provide those services. You have to either quote a price to them or schedule an appointment to meet with them in person. Otherwise, it's not a qualified lead and you simply do not pay for it.
Right. That makes sense. So here's a problem with that. I don't exactly have the room in my budget to just front $500, and honestly,
yeah, you're not getting billed that right now. There is still going to be a re-vetting process. I know you went through that vetting process. It might have taken 3 weeks, 5 weeks, 7 weeks. Since you've already been vetted, it might be 3 or 5 weeks. Like I said, we will notify you. You typically have 3 days to respond and say, hey, now is not a good time. Can we push it back a couple of weeks? We can certainly work within your time frame and what your budget allows for that.
Yeah, I get that. With that being said, it may not be a good time for me to initiate this. Even if it was 3 to 5 weeks, I don't know what the next 3 to 5 weeks look like. If I had the money right now, it wouldn't be a big issue, but
no, I gotcha.
I don't
As long as you let us know, and we'll check in with you as the vetting process is happening. We can say, how's everything going? How's that? It looks like you might be, you know, through the vetting process in a week from now. Do you think that now would be a good time? If you say, hey, you know, we're glad that the transfer is happening. Everything's great. I cannot budget for those leads right now. Then let us know. And then we just don't get it started until you're ready. I mean, obviously, you know, this is a good time to get everything started for you. The weather is warming up, getting search engine optimization done, getting you better placement in that local map, getting calls directly to you is still going to benefit you. And if you are honest with us and say, hey, you know, I don't have that 574 right now, it might be another month before I have that 574. That's okay. At least everything will be ready for when you are ready.
Sure. And then as far as early cancellation with you guys, what exactly is that fee?
So every month that you do the search engine optimization, $199 comes off of that. It starts out, let me do the math on it. It's 3 months, so it's 90 days. So it starts out at $597. Actually, after today, it's going to go down $199. If you cancel next month, it's $398. It's just so you've got an understanding of that. You know, it does take a little bit of time, especially with transferring, you know, your Google Verified, and especially if that's going to be on hold for a little bit. But the search engine optimization, it's not like we flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight. Everything has to be done by Google standards. We have to create all the content that Google wants to see. We submit it, and then it starts getting indexed. So every month that you pay the $199, it comes off. It's a diminishing early termination fee. After 3 months, it's zero. After today, it's down to $398. After next month, it'll be down to $199.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. Let's go with it. Yeah, okay. I agree with that.
Now, as far as your client interview goes, let me pull that up, see what's available. Would you be available today? I've got, actually, no.
Not today. I got something tomorrow.
Yeah, we're booked out for the rest of the day. Tomorrow, though, I've got anything from 11 o'clock on until up to 4 o'clock with just about an every hour in between. Would you want something kind of mid-late morning or maybe
let's do 12.
Today? 12 o'clock. I have a 12. I've got a 12 Central. And a 12:30. 12's better?
Yep, 12's better. Central Standard Time.
Yep, exactly. So at 11 o'clock, you're going to get a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 12, and then I'm going to send you a calendar invite as well. A calendar invite is really just for your record. You do not need to respond to it. But other than that, oh, I wanted to do one other thing here for you, and that is to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account. It's another layer of security. It is a security question and answer. If anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with A1 Painting LLC, even if it's you, Chandler, we may from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And really, it's for your protection. If anyone calls you and tells you they're Google, if they call you and they tell you they're local Splash, make sure they know that information. They should basically be able to give you that information immediately. If they cannot give you that information right away, you should not entertain that phone call. If anyone calls and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that wouldn't be us, and you shouldn't speak with them. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do city I was born in.
City you were born in. And then what is the answer?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville. Okay, gotcha. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. Now, tomorrow at noon, if I am in between phone calls, I'll be on that phone call as well as our client interview technician calls you just in the beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you have. I do try to keep my phone line open for those types of things. If I am, though, already on a call, they will call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Other than that, I just want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're excited to get everything going here for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business. I appreciate your kindness. I also appreciate your patience. I know that you don't have a lot of time right now, but I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. I do hope that I'll be able to say a quick hello to you tomorrow when our technician calls you at or a couple of minutes after 12 o'clock.
All righty. Sounds good. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Chandler. You have a great rest of the day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.